The third eye chakra is often referred to as our psychic centre, an area that enables us to see things that our two physical eyes can't see. But how true is this really? Cherry Smith is a crystal and chakra therapist.
I think it's very true, actually. If you look at the Hindu traditions, I mean, any meditation always takes place at the third eye, and the psychic abilities develop accordingly. It is the site of intuition also. So most of the I know this but I don't know how I know it scenario will come from third eye.
And what about the chakra that's there? What's that like?
It's a point between the eyebrows and goes into the head, and it goes into the pituitary gland, which is the endocrine gland, which is associated with that area. And the pituitary gland is the master gland of the body. It controls every gland in the body, including the hormones. So quite important then.
And what about the crystal that relates to it?
The brow chakra, his or third eye chakra, is supposed to be, and it varies in different cultures, but I'm going with the general one, is an indigo, which is a dark blue, purpley colour. And the crystals that kind of relate to that are sodalite and lapis lazuli. Those are the two most commonly used for the brow chakra.
Now, by doing some work on this chakra in the body, what kind of physical differences might I see?
Because you're working on the pituitary gland, the master gland, you could see some differences in the hormone function and the metabolism generally in the body. For example, it has a feedback system during pregnancy and all female functions and, of course, male functions. And it also gives you a clearer insight into yourself because it helps to increase your intuition and what you know is good and what's good, bad for you. So it regulates the physical functions well and also increases your insight.
When you say increases your insight, is that something that's good to use and if you want to work on your intuition and even want to work on your psychic abilities?
Absolutely. This is the area which you need to work on. But also just a sense of where you're going in life and where you need to be and not sort of floundering around in the wilderness quite so much.
Now, because of the sorts of things that this particular chakra deals with, is it one that I should be particularly careful of or does it really make not much difference?
Any chakra can be affected by using crystals on that chakra alone or working on one chakra alone. It is better to work on them all at the same time, for example, by doing one stone on each chakra so that they come into balance together rather than trying to work on one all by itself. It's okay every now and again, but if you did it every day for weeks on end, then it's likely to cause some unbalance perhaps in the others.
And how might I know if I had an issue in that chakra that did need dealing with?
Generally speaking, if you have a hormonal problem or you have a general metabolism that is not right, then chances are that it will be that chakra.
And what might be the ways of dealing with it? Is it simply about lying a crystal on there, or are there sort of more sophisticated ways to do it if I really have something I want to specifically work on?
When you are working on yourself, it's much easier just to work with one crystal on that particular chakra. And if you can get a crystal book and find out what crystals do what and use the right crystal, then that's always a big help, of course. Going to workshops is a good idea, where you're going to somebody who knows more about them than you do and how to use them, and using crystal grids and so on.
Is there any danger of perhaps using a crystal that you don't know enough about in an area that perhaps isn't right for that crystal and then doing yourself some damage?
I don't think you'd actually do yourself any damage unless you have some really serious problem. For example, using particular crystals on the heart chakra could be a problem. Or if you have a disease that is related to that chakra, for example, epilepsy, then that might be a problem, using crystals too much in that area when you don't know what you're doing.
What about just having the crystals around you? So say I don't particularly want to lay the crystal onto my third eye, but I'd quite like to have those crystals around me in the house. Will I still get some of the same sort of benefit?
You certainly would. That's a more passive way of doing it. You do get the benefits of them, but not in such a concentrated burst as you would do if you were just putting them actually right into your third eye area.
And should I dedicate the crystal specifically for that kind of work? Or is it okay just to choose a crystal that I like and plop it on the side and see what happens?
If you know how to dedicate crystals, that's fine. Otherwise, just get a crystal you like that appeals to you and just put it wherever you feel it's necessary. If you know some feng shui, then you can use that to place them in the right places. So it's very easy, really. You can either just do very simple, what do I like? That's fine, I'll have it and I'll plonk it there. Or you can go into it in a deeper way.
That's crystal therapist Cherry Smith.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.